Get your hot dog spinach right here.
KKRL presents High School Sports.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome down here to Audubon, Iowa. Jeff Lankman with you here tonight on Kick 106.7. More postseason softball action for you here tonight at the Audubon Wheelers hosting the Bulldogs of Bedford. And we've got a good matchup coming up for you here tonight. You're listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. The Spartans coming into this one, of course, under head coach Tom Peterson. He is assisted by Chris Obermeyer. They are currently 21-4 on the year. Went 13-4 in the WIC. They are on right now a six-game winning streak as this team is playing some very good softball, maybe their best softball of the season in a flat-loaded conference. So really like the way that they are playing right now. They also went, 13-4 this year in the WIC, and their win the other night against East Mills was impressive as they really kind of dominated the game the other night. Really never in doubt, got up at 10-0 in the first inning and just kind of rolled from there. And, never looked back, scored a run in the second and a run in the third. They could have really scored more runs, but really didn't look to try and score after that first inning. Actually made sure that their first inning came to an end when it did. For Bedford, under head coach Pam Butcher, they come in 16-12 on the year, 8-4 right now in the Corner Conference. They have won 3 in a row and won 4 of their last 5 games. This is not a bad softball team. They've got a shortstop and a center fielder. We'll talk more about them, too, here in just a moment. But those two hit the ball extremely, extremely well. We'll step away and take a break back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up for you right here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Mackey Motors at tailgate rolling on here on a Kick 106.7. These two teams have not met, so there's no head-to-head here. The last time would have been a tie, they said, back in 2020. I think that game ended up being postponed, but they did have some familiar foes this year. It was Bedford going 0-3 against Griswold. Audubon, Exiro, Kern, Kimbleton, Audubon defeated Griswold down at the Griswold tournament in the championship game, so they're 1-0 against them. They went 0-1 against Missouri Valley, while Exiro, Kern, Kimbleton, Audubon went 0-2. They went 1-0 against Earlham, as did the Spartans. They did beat East Mills at the two games that they played them this year. And, of course, it was Exiro, Kern, Kimbleton, Audubon beating them the other night 12-0. Both teams went 0-1 against Riverside. Or actually, the Spartans went 1-1, while the Bulldogs went 0-1. So they were a 3-5 combined against the same teams that the Spartans played, while the Spartans were 4-3. I think the biggest difference in this game probably going to be in the circle. Riley Miller, again, one of the elite pitchers in the state of Iowa, comes in 15-4 on the year, throwing 103 2/3 innings. Bedford's going to, they're going to counter with a senior in Macy Musich. She comes in 7-10, though, on year, having thrown 83 1/3 innings. A good pitcher, but I don't know if she's one of those that can go out and just get you out like Riley is certainly capable of doing. But we should have a good matchup for you here tonight on Kick 106.7. Let's take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for the Bulldogs of Bedford, under, again, head coach Pam Butcher. She is assisted by Dale Butcher. Again, they went 16-12 on the year, 8-4 in the Corner Conference. They've won 3 in a row and are 4-1 in their last 5 games. They'll lead things off tonight with their third baseman, Caroline Simmons, batting second, and playing second is Kinley Beamer. The shortstop, Charlotte Schaefer, will hit in the three spot, batting cleanup, and playing center field is Anaya Hardy. The right fielder, Zoe Nicholas, is hitting in the five spot. Macy Musich, the pitcher, will bat sixth. Batting seventh and playing out in left field is Danica Matheny. The first baseman, Eliza Johnson, will hit in the eight hole. And Michaela Nichols, the designated player, will bat ninth. She'll bat for the catcher, Tyla Hardy. For the Spartans of Exirocrin, Kimbleton, again under head coach Tom Peterson, is assisted, of course, by Chris Obermeyer. They come in ranked number one in the final poll in Class 1A. They're 21-4 on the year, went 13-4 in a loaded WIC conference. They have won six games in a row. They're going to lead things off with their outstanding shortstop, Taryn Peterson, batting second. Another outstanding player, the senior Anna Larson. She'll be out in center field pitching tonight, batting third. We just talked to you about how good Riley Miller is. She'll bat in that three spot and pitch. Riley Peterson has been hitting the ball all season long. She'll bat clean up and play first base. Over at third base, a pretty stout defender at third base, Lucy Sanderson, getting that start there again. She'll bat fifth. Out left field, batting sixth, is Abby Wanzer. She's been hitting the ball really well the last two or three weeks of the season. Zoe Rasmussen batting seventh and catching tonight. She's very good defensively behind the plate. Brenna Nelson is the DP again tonight. She's batting eighth. She is 2-2 in her varsity career, picking up a couple of hits the other night against East Mills. And then batting ninth and playing out in right field is Jordan Mulford. She has hit the ball extremely well for them all season long, playing second base. And not batting is Aubrey Nelson. She's made some nice plays defensively for this Spartan team all season long. Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. First pitch is coming up next right here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network, as we've been coming to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find that perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. We're back right after this with a first pitch coming up tonight between the Spartans and Bulldogs here on Kick 106.7.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Riley Miller again in the circle here tonight for the Spartans of Exirocrin. Kimbleton, the junior, coming in 15-4 on the year, 103 and two-third innings pitch, giving up 65 hits and 39 runs. 24 of those have been earned. Her ERA at 1.62. She's walked 30, hit 5, struck out 173. Her walks and hits per innings pitch is at .92. Opponents are batting 151 against her this year. She is making her 15th start of the year and her 20th appearance in the circle. Behind the plate tonight is the sophomore Zoe Rasmussen. Over at first is the sophomore Briley Peterson. The third baseman is a sophomore at Lucy Standerson. The second baseman is a freshman at Aubrey Nelson. And the shortstop is the junior Taryn Peterson. So if you notice a little bit of a trend, very young but very talented on the infield here tonight for the Spartans. For them out in the outfield, the senior Abby Wander out in left, the senior Anna Larson getting the start in center, and the senior Jordan Mulford will get the start out in right field. Carolyn Simmons, the third baseman, leading things off for the Bulldogs. She'll be followed by Kinley Beamer and Charlotte Schaefer. Simmons coming in, the junior, hitting .293. She has doubled three times, struck out just four times on the year. She's got a triple and 14 RBI on the year. And she'll take the first pitch for ball one. Pitch on the way in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Now the count on Simmons. We mentioned the shortstop and the center fielder, Schaefer. The shortstop coming in hitting .463. And Hardy, the junior center fielder at .368. But they may not have faced any better or any close to what Riley Miller has done all season long. She'll come back with two straight strikes after that first pitch was outside of the zone. One ball and two strikes. That one is going to miss up top. Two balls and two strikes as Miller working quickly here tonight. Cloudy skies. It's a beautiful night. We're right at around 80 degrees down here. Almost a perfect night for softball. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball inside. Fifth strikeout of the season for Simmons and the first here tonight for Riley Miller. Miller picking up strikeout at number 174 on the season. She's got a chance if they can make a run to state of getting over 200 strikeouts again this year. There's a bunt over to third. Standerson will field on the hop. The throw to first is in time, so Kinley Beamer is out 5-3 on one pitch. There are two outs here in the inning. And stepping into plate now is going to be the shortstop, Charlotte Schaefer. Schaefer, again, a freshman, hitting .463. She's got 15 doubles, 6 triples, 29 RBI, and 30 runs scored on the season. So she is their best hitter. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Inside fastball, and the count is 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. No balls in, two strikes. Miller throwing some darts here. That's what she has done all year long. And she looks very focused here tonight. It comes back with a rise ball, gets the swinging strikeout. So she'll strike out two of the first three batters she faces. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left for Bedford in the top of the first. We've got the bottom of the first coming up in 1 minute. It's a scoreless ball game. We're back right after this on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Come on, Ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Senior Macy Musich getting the start here for the Bulldogs tonight. She is 7-10 on the year, 83 and a third innings pitched, 114 hits given up. She's allowed 183 runs. Only 56 of those have been earned. Her ERA at 4.70. She has walked 44, hit 13, struck out 67. Her walks and hits per innings pitch is 1.90. Opponents are batting .265 against her this season. This is her 21st start of the year and 24th appearance in the circle. The 8th grader, Tyler Hardy, behind the plate. You got the senior, Eliza Johnson, at first. The sophomore, Kinley Beamer, at second. The junior, Caroline Simmons, at third. And the freshman in Charlotte Schaefer getting the start at shortstop. We'll give you the rest of that outfield here in just a moment. One ball and no strikes right now. On the shortstop, Taryn Peterson for the Spartans. She'll lead things off. She'll take the outside corner on that one. 1-1. Peterson, the junior, coming in. What an incredible year she's had. 551, 8 doubles, 3 triple, 5 home run, 21 RBI. She has scored 52 times and stolen 41 bases. She'll take the 1-1 pitch up top. 2 balls and 1 strike. She'll be followed by Anna Larson and Riley Miller. Bulldog outfield coming up after this pitch as Musich is pitching it quickly. Pitch on the way. Pop foul back up against the fence. And the count will remain 2 balls and 2 strikes. You got the 8th grader, Danica Matheny, out in left. The junior, Anaya Hardy, in center. And the freshman, Zoe Nichols, getting the start out in right field for the Bulldogs. We do have Jeff Story on in the house tonight. Again, taking photos for us, professional photos. That one is fouled out of play up the first base. I got a little girl and wisely kind of backing away from it to let it bounce. And then, of course, tries to dive in there with about 4 other young ladies that were going after that foul ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count right now on the shortstop, Peterson. Of course, Jeff, a professional photographer. That means that you'll get the highest quality of photos, and they are free to download thanks to the sponsorship of course, Jeannie Kirkhoff. So you'll find them on the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page probably later tonight or tomorrow. And again, they are free to download. So Jeff goes out and takes photos for us a lot during the summer and throughout all of the sports seasons. And again, those are all sponsored. And all of them are free. Some nights it's by Mackey Motors and the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network, which is us. And other nights they're by Jeannie Kirkhoff. But again, they're all free. 3-2 count. 8th pitch of the at-bat coming up here to Peterson. What a really good at-bat. She's going to earn herself a walk to get things started here tonight for the first base runner on. And I would imagine that it's going to take her about one pitch to probably take off running as Anna Larson will step in. Larson, a senior, been incredible this year as well. 429, 7 double, 25 RBI. She squares around, pulls the bat back, throw down to second is not in time. Diving and almost coming up with the play is Schaefer, but Peterson sliding in head first will pick up her 41st steal, 42nd steal of the year. She's now 42 of 43 in stolen bases. That one closer than I think they liked. 1 ball, no strikes to count on Larson as she pulled that bat back on a pitch that was up top in the zone. Larson started, I think it was in left field if I remember right, earlier in her career because the Spartans or Wheelers had the great Maddie Nielsen out in center field, and she's one of the best to ever do that. The 1-0 pitch in there for a strike and the count 1-1 after Maddie graduated a couple of years ago. Anna moved into center field and has been very, very, very good out in center field for her career. 1-1 pitch, square around. There's a bunt back towards the pitcher. Musich will field. The throw to first is going to be in time. Peterson, though, moves down to third on the sack bunt. And Larson hustling down the line, almost was able to beat that one out. Coming over and covering on the play was the second baseman, Beamer. There is a 1 out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up the pitcher, Riley Miller. Miller known for her pitching, but that doesn't mean that she's not outstanding with the bat as well. 438, 6 doubles, a home run, 30 RBI. Chopper up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. Miller picking up her 31st RBI of the year. And a nice start here tonight for the Wheelers. They've got now 1 hit and 1 run. It is an earned run here against Musich. And that'll bring to the plate Briley Peterson, the first baseman. We'll get a runner. Maya King coming in to run. She is an outstanding courtesy runner heading over to first base. King, 9 of 9 in stolen bases on the year. And actually, it's Skyla Rasmussen, I think, that's coming in to run. Usually it's Maya King. So Peterson will step in, the sophomore, 353, 6 double, 4 home run, 24 RBI, and 23 runs scored. And the pitch on the way, that one is fouled back out of play. That one's going to get into the cornfield up the third base side here, or up the first base side, I should say. And the count is 0-1. And that is Maya over there at first base. Different number on her tonight. The Spartans have a lot of different uniforms tonight. They're wearing the Ottoman uniforms. There's a chopper foul up the third base side, just kind of back behind home plate, and the count is 0-2. Always got to kind of wait. I know a lot of the numbers they wear, but luckily I know a lot of the kids, so sometimes I got to wait till I see the face a little bit to know for sure who that courtesy runner is. Maya King and Skylar Rasmussen. Both have run quite a bit as courtesy and pinch runners. Pitch on the way. That is a chopper. That's going to get out into left center field. That's going to get out near the wall. King's going to come around it to score. And the lead is going to be at 2-0. A double from Riley Peterson drives in another run. The RBI will make it a 2-0 game. King running on the play with that outstanding speed, able to beat it into the plate. And the Spartans with a good start here tonight as Peterson picking up her 25th RBI of the year. Back-to-back hits for Xyrocrin Kimbleton Audubon will bring up Lucy Standerson. Pitch on the way. Fly ball out towards center field. Drifting in is Hardy. She'll make the catch. And there are now one out here in the inning. Well hit ball that time. Coach Chris Obermeyer talking with Standerson about the motion she used on that swing. Two outstanding coaches here. Chris is a tremendous assistant coach. Been a part of some great teams here at Xyrocrin Kimbleton Audubon. The batter now, Abby Wander, the left fielder. The senior coming in. 290 on the year, couple of doubles, 12 RBI, scored it 20 times. His walk, 7, struck out just 8, swings a good bat. The pitch on the way, fouled back up against the screen, and the count now 1-1. I think I said first out here in the inning a moment ago, there are 2 outs. I forgot about the sack bunt from Anna Larson. So 2 outs here in the inning with a runner at second, 2-0, Spartans with the lead. 1-1 pitch is flight off of the fist. That's going to be a foul ball out of play again. And man, the young lady sitting over here, I've got about 4 or 5 girls, probably anywhere from about maybe 8 years old or so down to about 5 or 6 years old, and they are sprinting after every single foul ball. That's awesome to see. 1-2 to count right now at Wander. Peterson out at second. There's a chopper out to the second baseman. That's going to be bobbled. The throw to first is not going to be in time as Wander beats it out. That'll be an E4 on the second baseman, Beamer, moving down to third on the play is Peterson. And it's going to bring up the Spartan catcher, Zoe Rasmussen. Rasmussen, a sophomore, hitting .230, a double. She's got good power with a home run, has driven in 7, has walked 18 times, though. She understands the strike zone and does a good job of only swinging at pitches that are in that zone. Pitch on the way, squares run, pulls the bat in. Wander's going to take second. Tried to get him to throw down, but the Bulldogs are not going to do that with a runner at third. So runners now at second and third. Riley Peterson at third. Wambi Wander on at second. No balls, 1 to count right now on Rasmussen. Pitch on the way to the righty. That is going to be chopped over to the third baseman, fielding it in a nice scoop at first. The fielding that one was Simmons, a low throw. And Eliza Johnson, the first baseman, able to scoop it for the 5-3 putout. But the Spartans get themselves on the board. They pick up at 2 runs. They get it on at 2 hits. There was a 1 error, and they leave 2 runners, left on base. We're through an inning. It's 2-0 Spartans. We're back in a minute right here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Spartans on top here, 2-0. Anaya Hardy, the center fielder, will lead things off for the Bulldogs. She'll be followed by Zoe Nicholas. And then Macy Musich is a 4-5-6 due up against Riley Miller. Miller, a couple of strikeouts in that first inning. Otherwise, was a ground ball down to Lucy Standerson. There's a swing and a miss by Hardy in the count 0-1. Hardy coming in, again hitting .378. The junior with 6 doubles, a triple, 6 home run, and 26 RBI on the year. The 0-1 offering, fastball on that inside corner as Miller's doing a really good job jamming that inside part of the plate right now, not allowing these Bulldog hitters to get the arms extended. So Schaefer will move back in the batter's box a little bit more up the third base side, give her a chance to handle that inside pitch better. And she'll follow that one back up against the fence right here in front of me. I'm almost sitting right behind home plate. I'm literally right behind where the left-handed hitter would be at. So the left-handed batter's box. No balls, two strikes right now. The count on Hardy. We've got Fremont Mills and Ike Manning on KKRL with Mason Eeler. There's a swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Miller. First out here in the inning. Third strikeout of the ballgame for Miller here in the game. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Zoe Nicholas. The freshman coming in hitting 318, a couple of doubles, 15 RBI on the year. She has scored 18 times but has struck out 15 times. Pitch on the way is fouled. That's going to just get out of play up the first base side, and the count is 0-1. So, again, Mason Nealon down in Irwin tonight. They're just getting underway. Fremont Mills at IKM Manning. The winner there will play the winner here coming up on Monday night for the right to go to the state softball tournament. And then we've got Nick Brinks up at Sergeant Bluff Luton with Carroll Baseball. They open up their postseason run tonight. Foul ball that almost got Musich in the on-deck circle. And the count is 0-2. And he's got that game for everybody tonight on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Got her to chase that beautiful rise ball that Miller likes to throw in these situations. Two outs here in the inning. Four strikeouts here in the ballgame for Miller, and the batter is Musich. The senior, Macy Musich, coming in hitting 338, triple, 15 RBI on the year, has walked 12 times, so understands that strike zone. There's a foul ball back off of the catcher and then back off the backstop. Zoe Rasmussen will come pick it up. No balls in, one strike right now, the count on Musich. Danica Matheny is waiting on deck, hoping to have an opportunity to hit here in the inning. Cam Butcher, the head coach for the Bulldogs, over in the first base, third base coach's box. Dale Butcher, the assistant coach in the first base coach's box. Pitch on the way. Taken outside. One ball and one strike. Tremendous crowd on hand again here tonight. They put bleachers out again out in left field. There's a shot out towards right field. Mulford driving back. That one's going to be off the top of the glove. Musich will round first and dig into second. That's one of those borderline ones. Some people going to say hit, some people going to say air. Had a bead on it, but she jumped and went right off the top of the glove. I'm going to go double that time for Musich, so that'll be the first hit given up here in the ballgame by Miller. It'll bring up Danica Matheny. We'll get a runner out at first base as Kenley Irvin coming in. Kenley Irvin will come in as the courtesy runner. Matheny stepping in, the eighth grader hitting 279, couple of double, couple of triple. Does have a home run on the year and 14 RBI. The Bulldogs threatening. Down 2-0 here. We're in the top of the second. Two out and a runner at second base. Again, I'll talk with Coach Peterson and one of the girls as they come over for postgame here tonight. First pitch on the way is a line shot foul. That's going to get over and into the press box, literally right up where the PA guy was sitting. That went right in the window. And he's going to drop it back down to the people at the scores table, I think. To literally hit one right into the window where the PA guy sits and calls the game. The 0-1 pitch on the way, fouled out of play this time the opposite side, up the first base side. And they count no balls and two strikes. Appreciate everybody joining us here tonight again on Kick 106.7. More baseball postseason tomorrow night. We've got Coon Rapids Baird in action tomorrow night against AHST Avoca Walnut. And we've got Kemper in action tomorrow night as well. There's a little chopper up the third base side. They're going to say fair ball. The throw is not in time. I think if Standerson would have let that one roll just a little longer, that one probably ends up foul, but Irvin's going to move down to third on the play. Back-to-back hits for the Bulldogs. And there's now runners on the corners with Eliza Johnson stepping in. Carroll, Sergeant Bluff Luton scoreless after the first throw, down to third. Back in safely is Irwin. One offering coming up. Hits on the way. That one's going to miss inside. One ball right now. And one strike. on Johnson. The first baseman, a senior, hitting 266, a double and 13 RBI. There's strike two called. Matheny moves up to second. So two runners in scoring position for the Bulldogs here in the top of the second. Miller trying to get out a little bit of trouble here. Struck the first two girls out, then gave up back-to-back hits. That one's going to miss inside. And the count now evens up at two balls and two strikes. Fremont Mills up 2-0 on IKM Manning after one. Wolves with a couple of errors in that inning. There's a chopper foul at the plate, and the count will stay at 2-2 on Johnson. Again, the winner of Fremont Mills and IKM Manning will take on Exiro Crinkibble at Audubon or Bedford coming up. Whoever wins between these two games will play again Monday for the right to head to Fort Dodge. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Another strikeout for Miller. The Bulldogs will threaten here in the inning, but they come up empty. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left. We'll step away. Bottom of the second is 1 minute away here on Kick 106.7.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Brennan Nelson going to lead things off for the Spartans as we get ready for the bottom of the second. And Nelson will be followed by Jordan Mulford and then the top of the order in Taryn Peterson. So 8-9-1 due up against Macy Musich. Again, Spartans got two runs on two hits in that first inning. One walk as well to Taryn Peterson, who then stole second and came in to score. Riley Miller drove her in, and then Maya King came in to run for her, and King would score on a double by Briley Peterson. First pitch on the way, taking it downstairs by Nelson, and the count 1-0. Nelson, just an eighth grader. She is 2-2 on the season with a couple of RBI and a run scored. Of course, her slugging percentage right now at 1,000. She'll swing and chop that one foul at the plate. The count goes to 1-1. Just an eighth grader. Had her first plate appearances earlier this week in the win on Wednesday night against East Mills. There's a chopper foul up the third base side, and the count is 1-2. So did a really nice job, just kind of stepping in and didn't try to do too much, just put the bat on the ball and found gaps and got herself on a couple of times. She was a candidate for our Culver's Player of the Game the other night. Pitch on the way. That's going to be a hard chopper. That is going to get by the shortstop. I'm going to give an error on that one. That was a line drive that bounced, and the shortstop tried to step to the side and swipe at it, and it got past her out into left field. So Jordan Mulford now stepping on. So Nelson's been on base all three times in her high school varsity career. Mulford stepping in, the senior right fielder, 345 on the year, a double, 14 RBI. She scored 25 times. Bunts that one up into the air. Nelson took off running and realized that she had to go back. And we're going to have a double play here, and that is a huge double play. 1-3-6 on that double play. And that's one where you just can't, as the senior, get that bunt into the air. But Nelson, an eighth grader, too, had to realize that she needed to come back. She took off right away, and I don't know if she didn't hear the crack of the bat or not, but she just kept her head towards. And now Taryn Peterson's going to single out to left field. So Peterson will pick up her first hit of the night. She has been on base twice. She comes in swinging right on the first pitch she sees. So Anna Larson now going to step in. She had a sack bunt back to the pitcher her first time up, I'm assuming, here with two outs. And we've got a timeout here on the field. And So let's see here. Are we getting some changes of positions? We are. So you are going to have now Schaefer is going to move out to left. You're going to have Caroline Simmons, the third baseman, moving to short. And Annika Matheny, the eighth grader, is going to move in to third base. So those are some changes here real quick. Again, for so Matheny again comes in from left to third. You got the third baseman going to shortstop. And then Schaefer is going to move out into left field. So everybody on the left side is just kind of changing positions. Coach Butcher must not have liked a couple of plays that were not made out there at the shortstop position and wanted to make a change. Larson's going to take the first pitch in there for strike, and the count is 0-1. 2-0 Spartans here. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Pitch on the way. Fouled out of play up the first base side. That one almost lands in the trash can over there by the concession stand, which I stopped at earlier tonight and grabbed myself a cheeseburger. Also grabbed a cheeseburger for Jeff Storyhan, our photographer, and grabbed us both something to drink. They always have good food down here at all of their concession stands, so we thank them for that. Had a nice conversation with Trevor Miller and Dalton and Dawson Miller as well. They were sitting in the stands here tonight, both of them coming to our All-Star event. There is going to be a stolen base as the throw's not going to be in time, but we get the swing and miss. So the stolen base will not count. The swing and miss from Larson is going to be the final out of the inning. So that'll be the first strikeout here tonight for Musich. For the Spartans here in the second, no runs on one hit. There was one error, and they leave one left on base. We're through two complete. It's a 2-0 Spartan lead. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford with occasion in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Come on, ref.
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Welcome you back here on Kick 106.7 Motor Inn Broadcast Booth. Looking for a great deal in your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. At Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. First a pitch swung on and missed by Michaela Nichols, the designated player. Her first time up here tonight. Nichols, a junior, hitting .318, a triple and 5 RBI on the year. Miller continues to work quickly. That one up top. And the count now 1-1. Zoe Rasmussen again will come back and pick that one up. Miller tonight's been in control for the most part. Struck out the first batter she saw, then had a chopper to the third baseman for the second out in the first inning, and then went strikeout, strikeout, strikeouts for the next three outs. There's a swing and a miss. She's out in front here, 1-2. Then gave up a double out to right center just off of the tip of the glove of Jordan Mulford, who had made a run over and tried to reach up and grab it, but it was just off the tip of her glove. And there's just going to miss inside. And then Danica Matheny singled back up the middle. They ended up stranding two runners as Eliza Johnson went down swinging to end the second inning. Pitch on the way. Called strike three on the inside part of the plate. So strikeout number 6 here tonight for Miller. And that's going to bring up the top of the order. And at Caroline Simmons. Simmons again struck out swinging her first time up. So the Bulldogs now with their second time through the lineup. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And the count is 0-1. Pitch on the way. Up top, 1-1. ground. One offering on the way. In there for strike two. That one in the top part of the zone. Miller looking to get another strikeout here. 1-2 pitch goes right back with that rise ball. This time misses. And the count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sergeant Bluff looting up on Carroll. 2-0 after one in baseball over on KCIM. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Another strikeout for Miller. 2 outs here in the inning. 7 strikeouts now in the ballgame for Miller. And the batter is the second baseman, Kinley Beamer. Beamer 0-for-1 tonight. She did chop one down to the third baseman, Lucy Standerson, making a nice play on that one. And that was the second out back in that first inning of play. Lefty will step in. Pitch on the way. Pop that one up. Rasmussen trying to find it, but unable to do it. It was right up above her, and those are really, really tough ones to be able to find. She flipped that mask off, and it landed in the left-handed batter's box and spun foul. But that one did not get very high, so tough play for the catcher to make. The count's going to go to 0-1. Again, we did announce our 60 athletes and 5 coaches that have been invited to our All-Star festivities. There's a bunt foul up the third baseline. That'll be less than a week away. It's this coming Thursday, July the 16th at the Carroll High School softball field. In our top 30 softball players, our top 30 baseball players from the 9 area baseball and softball teams we cover, plus our Coach of the Year finalists for both baseball and softball. That event free and open to the public. That pitch going to miss up top. And the count is 1-2. We hate having to hold it before state softball and state baseball because it kind of hinders whether or not some of our athletes can participate. But with the dead week and everybody going on vacation right after the state tournaments, there's no time to do it afterwards. And then when you come back, you got all of the other sports going on. Chopper out to Peterson. The throw is not going to be in time. Beamer's going to beat that one out. Peterson tried to dig that low throw, but a base hit. And that's going to put a runner at first with 2 outs here in the inning. And it's going to bring up Charlotte Schaefer. Schaefer struck out swinging her first time up. It was kind of a slow chopper out to Peterson. She came in to make the play and then really had to hurry the throw. There's a fly ball down the left field side. That's going to drift out of play over by the concession stand. And the count is 0-1. Peterson tried to dig it. I think that Beamer was going to beat that throw out anyway. She got down the line pretty well. So 3 hits here in the game right now for the Bulldogs. Pitch on the way. Change up. Chop back to Miller. She'll scoop fields her position so incredibly well. And that is going to be the final out of the inning. No runs on 1 hit. No errors. 1 left for the Bulldogs in the top of the third. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Spartans up 2-0. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame here tonight. Culver's again celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'll get a picture of our player of the game. I'll get a banner put together later on tonight. We'll do that for all 3 of our broadcasts, and we'll get that posted out to our CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages yet tonight. We'll also write up recaps with full stats and box scores from all 3 of our area, our 2 softball games and our 1 baseball game being played tonight. You'll find those on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. We get everything updated before we quit working tonight. Hopefully tonight with just 3 games. Nobody traveling incredibly far besides Nick Brinks, who went from Ames over to Sergeant Bluff-Luton. But We'll get those details. Hopefully we'll have everything up by about midnight, 1 o'clock tonight. Pitch on the way. That one is going to be taken downstairs to Miller. 2 balls, no strikes. Riley singled back up the middle her first time up, drove in a run, so she's got an RBI as well. Maya King came in to run for and scored from first on a double by Briley Peterson. That was the second run of the ballgame. There's a foul ball back out of play on a fastball up and in. And the count right now is 1 out of play up the right field side. Pitch on the way. Downstairs. And the count, 3 balls and 1 strike. You can hear the Spartan dugout over there chanting 3-3-1, 3-1, 3-1, 1-1. Pitch on the way. Downstairs for ball 4. So Miller going to be on for the second time here tonight. Second walk given up by Musage. It'll bring up now Briley Peterson. As the Spartans, we're going to have 3-4-5 due up. Maya King again coming in to run over at first base. Peterson doubled her first time up. A shot that got past the shortstop and out into left center field. Got all the way out to the fence. Mentioned earlier that there were some adjustments defensively by the Bulldogs. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. That pitch misses downstairs. And Musich struggling right now to find that release point. And the count, 1 ball and no strikes. But Schaefer, she's just a youngster, just a freshman, but she's had a really good year. Only 4 errors coming into the night, 2 of them here in the ballgame. There's a chopper up the middle, and King, as the ball bounces away, is going to move down to third. Heads-up plays. That happened right in front of Maya King. We'll explain here in just a moment. That's going to be a single for Peterson. So the ball was right up the middle. Musick tried to glove it, but it went past her. She didn't really have herself in great fielding position after the pitch and just tried to kind of reach out. You had both Carolyn Simons, the shortstop, dove at it, didn't get it. Kinley Beamer, as it went behind second base, the second baseman dove. It actually tipped off the edge of her glove and shot out towards left field. King saw that develop and was able to move down to third base. And now Peterson will move up to second. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes on Lucy Standerson. Standerson flew out to center field her first time up. 1-0 pitch coming up. Chance for the Spartans to add to this lead. She'll square on, bunts that one foul back behind the plate. And the count now 1-1. King was moving on that play. We'll see if the Bulldogs look to put something on. Now up to 8-0. 3 hits and 4 errors. So the Wolves struggling defensively tonight over there in Irwin. Pitch on the way against Fremont Mills. They've got time to come back, but they're going to have to get things righted defensively. 2 balls and 1 strike right now, the count on to Standerson, and that game's important for this game because the winner here will play the winner of that game. I do understand Fremont Mills has got a lot of team speed. Pitch on the way, offers it one downstairs, and that's going to move the count to 2-2. That one was down in the dirt. That's one that Standerson would like to have backed. Tom Peterson kind of pointing at her and just shaking the head. And he's always coaching, always talking. They'll brush off home plate here to try and clean things up a little bit. If that pitch was down in the dirt and she tried to bunt at it, some of the dirt kind of got kicked around and onto the plate. Now there's a shot that's going to get out into right center field. 1 run will come in to score. Thurl Combe not going to be in time. 2 runs will come in to score. Ball going to get away from the catcher. Standerson's going to move down to third. So a 2 RBI single by Lucy Standerson. She moves to second on the throw and then moves to third on the air. And the lead is at now 4-0 in favor of the Spartans. Both of those runs are earned. That'll bring up Abby Wands, her third hit here tonight. Or fourth hit, I should say, tonight for the Spartans. They had 2 back in the first. Actually, I forgot to write one down. They've got 5 hits on the night because they had a hit in the second as well. Wanzer steps in, takes the first pitch for ball 1. Abby reached on an error her first time up. So she'll step back in. Pitch on the way, squares around, pulls the bat back, takes the pitch outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Standerson with good speed over there at third. They may try to move her in with a squeeze play. Tom's always aggressive. He was a bunt guy when he was the baseball coach. 2-0 offering on the way. That one is bunted over to third. It's going to be scooped up by the third baseman. Good play that time, and we're going to get Standerson tagged out. And now heading back to first is going to be Wanzer. I'll explain here in a moment. Danica Matheny, the third baseman, fielded that one and caught Standerson starting to go. Standerson then realized it. The shortstop that time, Simmons came over to cover, and they end up getting it to Simmons. Simmons will tag her out for the first out here in the inning. So that's a big out. Wanzer will reach on the single. Nobody was at second, so Wanzer started to think about going to second, thinking Standerson was going to be in a little bit, maybe of a pickle a little longer. The pitch in there for a strike to Rasmussen, but then the center fielder came in, and Hardy got to second base in time that Wanzer had to turn around and run back to first base. So she's on at first right now. Six hits her on the night for the Spartans. There's a chopper foul down the third base side. Great effort again by Matheny. And the count now going to be no balls and two strikes on Rasmussen. Zoe grounded out to third her first time up. That was the final out back in the first inning. Spartans got two runs in the first, two more in the second. They've had their leadoff runner in all three innings. But we did have a double play that kind of ran them out of an inning in the second. There's a swing and a miss. That's going to be an out. Throw down to second. Not in time. In with the stolen base is Wander. Wander, a very good base runner. Now 17 of 19 in stolen bases on the year. Two outs here in the inning. And the batter is now Brennan Nelson. So Nelson will step in. Reached on an error her first time up on a ball hit out to the shortstop. That's the play that kind of forced the Bulldogs to rearrange their defense a little bit. Fly ball down the right field side, but drifting over and having it played well was Zoe Nichols. I thought that one was going to get down the line and drop, but Nichols was playing the line. She'll make the catch for the final out of the inning. The Spartans, though, they pick up two runs. They get those two runs on three hits. There was one error, and they leave one runner left on base. We're through three complete. It's a 4-0 Spartan lead. We're back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Top of the fourth inning here tonight on a Kick 106.7. It'll be at 4-5-6 due up for the Bulldogs. Anaya Hardy, Zoe Nicholas, and Macy Musich. 4-0 the lead in favor right now of the Spartans. Latest update on the IKM Manning game. A few more errors for IKM Manning. They now trail 3-0 or 8-0 in that game. First pitch to Hardy, taken for ball one. Hardy struck out swinging her first time up. Riley Miller struck out two in the first, struck out three in the second, struck out two more in the third. She's got seven strikeouts here on the night. Pitch on the way inside. And they count now two balls and no strikes. Spartans with two in the first, added two more in the third. 2-0 offering on the way up top for ball three. So Miller struggling a little bit like Musich did at the start of the second inning, or start of the third inning for the Bulldogs. Miller will take a look over at the dugout. They'll get things fixed. Pitch on the way right down the middle for strike one. Miller, an all-state pitcher, and has been pretty much all of her career. Strikes two, so she's come back on the swing and miss. Two 3-2 count now coming up. Miller will get the call from the dugout. Pitch on the way. Comes inside fastball. Battles back after falling behind 3-0 to get the strikeout. First out here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Zoe Nicholas. Nicholas struck out swinging for the second out in the second inning. Beautiful facility down here in Audubon. They have just done an amazing job with this, and it's so cool to look up and see the school. And then you can see the football field off to the distance. Fastball right down the middle. And the count is 0-1. Had a great view of the game tonight and a great view of all of the fans that have just loaded up behind the home run fence here tonight to watch this game. Pitch on the way up top. Came with a rise ball. Didn't chase it, and the count is 1-1. Miller's worked on some different pitches during the offseason. She had been a fastball girl with that great rise ball. There's another pitch on the inside corner. She's worked on being able to move the ball around. She's thrown now. This is year four for her, really, at the high school level. And sometimes if you don't add some pitches and do things a little different, hitters can get used to it. There's a swing and a miss. The throw down to first is going to be in time, and there are two outs here in the inning. Strikeout number 9 on the night now for Riley Miller. And it'll bring up Macy Musich. Musich doubled her first time up and eventually was stranded over at third base. That came in the second inning. So they're discussing here whether or not she swung late on that one. I don't know if they're talking maybe some interference with the catcher. Catcher dropped it and then picked it up and threw it down. So all three umpires are now talking here. She did swing. She clearly swung at that one. And that would have been the third out here of the inning. And they're going to go ahead and, I think, leave the play the way it is. Coach Butcher was talking with the umpires and right now trying to probably get anything she can. Her team's still in this one, down just 4-0, but they've been struggling to consistently get base runners. They had no base runners in the first, did have two in the second, one in the third. But Miller, again, with it, 9 strikeouts, haven't given up the 3 hits. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed by Musich. And the count is 0-1. She doubled her first time up on a ball hit out to right field that just tipped off the glove of Jordan Mulford, who reached up about as far as she could. Pitch on the way up top, 1-1. The only thing I can think is if they thought maybe there was some interference with the catcher on the swing, because it was really an awkward swing, but it was an inside pitch. She decided late, I think, to swing at it. 2-1. And then Rasmussen didn't glove it in, so she ended up having to make the throw down to first base. So all three umpires got together, decided that they got the call right. 2-1 pitch, chased that rise ball. And the count 2-2. Got Jeff Story-Hunt sitting here right to my left again, taking free photos that will be free to download tonight. They're not free photos, but they will be once he gets done with them. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That's going to drift foul out of play. Young girls again up the third base, or up the first base side. Going to track that one down. 2-2. Again, they'll be on the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page, so you can check that out later tonight or tomorrow. You'll get them all edited up and everything put together. Does a great job. We appreciate him, as we appreciate Jeannie sponsoring Jeff to go out and shoot free photos for us. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, so Miller's going to strike out the side here in the fourth inning of play. With as many strikeouts as she's got tonight, you'd think she struck out the side more than once, but that's the first time tonight that she has been able to strike out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Bottom of the fourth is 1 minute away. It's a 4-0 lead for the Spartans.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have 2 loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Mulford sent to lead things off as we head here to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Mulford will be followed by Taryn Peterson and Anna Larson. Exiroc and Kimbledon Audubon up 4-0 in this regional semifinal. Winners again will play on Monday night for the chance to go to the state softball tournament. Spartans scored 2 in the first and 2 in the third. Mulford popped up on a bunt attempt, which turned into a 1-3-6 double play. Her first time up, she'll take that pitch in there for a strike. And the count 0-1. Mulford, a senior, hit 345 though on the year with a double and 14 RBI. The 0-1 offering, pop foul back out of play. And the count now no balls and two strikes. That one actually hit the top of the fence and bounced back into play. Tom Peterson milling around over there in the third base coach's box. Chris Obermeyer in the first base coach's box. There's a chopper. That's going to get out into right field. They thought about making the throw, but Mulford gets down the line well enough. She'll beat it for the single. Hit number 7 here tonight for the Spartans, and it's going to bring up Taryn Peterson. Peterson tonight walked and scored with a stolen base in the first, single in the second, was eventually stranded there. So Peterson will step in, switches over to the left side, squares around, pulls the bat back, runner goes, the throw down to second. It's going to get out into center field, but backing up the play that time was Hardy, so Mulford, who slid in head first, well, get the stolen base, was no way, had no chance to get up and get to third because Hardy backed up that play really quickly. So one ball and no strikes right now. The count on Peterson will switch back over to be a right-handed hitter. That's her strength. She can hit from the left side, but much better hitter, it seems like, from the right side. And Jordan Mulford slid into the bag and maybe caught her face on the base out there, and they're going to bring her a towel out, and she's going to try and get some dirt out of the eye, I think is what it was. So they'll get that fixed out. She'll stay in the game. Jordan, a wrestler, so you know she's a tough kid. Comes from a tough family. Congrats to her brother. I understand that going to be having twins coming up, so congratulations. Pitch on the way, up top, two balls and no strikes right now on Taryn Peterson. Chance here, the Spartans to open this up even more. Nobody out with one on in the top of the order up here in the fourth inning. And Peterson, such a tremendous softball player, hitting .551 on the year. And there's going to be a line drive, backhanded that time by the shortstop. The throw to first is going to be dropped by the first baseman. So an outstanding play by Caroline Simmons. Again, who has moved over to short. That's going to be an E3. They would have had Peterson at first. Mulford had to stay at second, so she does not advance. And it's going to bring up now Anna Larson, who's looking for her first hit of the night. Larson had a sack bunt to the pitcher in the first. That moved Peterson down to third, then struck out to swinging in the second. Runners at first and second with nobody out. Pitch on the way. Bunted. That'll move the runners. The throw to first is in time, gloved in this time. And there is now one out here in the inning, and Larson again with a nice bunt to move two runners into scoring position. Mulford down to third, Peterson up to second. That gives Riley Miller an opportunity to pick up another RBI. She has 1-for-1 tonight with an RBI single in the first inning. She walked in the third. Maya King came in to run for her both times and scored both times. There's a chopper back out towards the shortstop. Simmons will scoop. The throw to first is in time. There's going to be two outs now in the inning, but another RBI for Riley Miller. That's coming in to score on the play as a Mulford. That'll extend it to 5-0 as Peterson moves down to second. That's going to be an unearned run. First unearned run for the Spartans here tonight. It's going to bring up Riley Peterson. Peterson double driving in a run in the first. Eventually stranded over at third. There's a shot out towards left coming in to make the catch is going to be Schaefer. So the F7 will end the Spartans' threat here in the fourth. They do pick up one more run. They get that one run on one hit. There was one error, and they leave one runner left on base. We're through four complete. It's a 5-0 Spartan lead. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7.
radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
And here to the top of the fifth inning here tonight on Kick 106.7, KIKD Lake City Carroll. Spartans on top here by a score of 5-0. Danica Matheny, Eliza Johnson, Michaela Nicholas are the scheduled hitters. First pitch misses inside to Matheny. Matheny singled back in the second inning, eventually stranded out at second. That was the best opportunity so far for this Bulldog team to get on the board. They had runners at second and third, but two outs in the inning. There's a fly ball out towards shallow center. Larson will come running in. She makes it look pretty routine. One up and one down, and that's going to bring up Eliza Johnson. Johnson struck out swinging for the final out in that second inning. Spartans with two in the first, added two more in the third, one in the fourth. We're here in the fifth. Pitch on the way up and in. And Miller continuing to work the inside part of that plate. Carroll right now down 10-0, bottom of the third at Sergeant Bluff Luton. 11-0, Fremont Mills up on IKM Manning as well. That one, I think, in the fourth, so it's about over. 1-0 pitch up top, two balls and no strikes. Tough one for IKM Manning. Had such a good year and such a tough conference. Thought maybe they would get at least to the regional final for that matchup and a rematch with the Spartans, but looks like they ran into a buzzsaw here tonight. So more than likely, if the Spartans can hold on, it'll be Exiroquin, Kimbleton, Audubon hosting Fremont Mills coming up on Monday for the right to go to the state softball tournament. 3-1 pitch coming up here to Johnson as Miller just misses. That one called the strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. Fremont Mills in the third, up 11-0. IKM Manning's got between either six or seven errors, Mason said. There's a swing and a miss on the rise ball. Second out here in the inning. Strikeout number 11 here tonight for Miller. And it'll bring up Michaela Nicholas. So Nicholas struck out looking. That was the first out in the third inning. Miller struck out at least one batter now in every inning here tonight and has given up the three hits. She's wanting to change the pitch call that is coming in. Riley knows pitching very well and sometimes has an idea what she wants to do. Comes back with a rise ball. There's strike one. Pitch on the way. In there for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Pitch on the way, popped up. That's going to drift out behind at second base. And who's there to make the play? That is Taryn Peterson, the shortstop. A 1-2-3 inning for the Bulldogs here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We've got the bottom half of the fifth coming up. 5-0 in favor of the Spartans. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Spartans lead it 5-0 here down in Audubon as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Xyric and Kimbleton will bring up Lucy Standerson, Abby Wanzer, and Zoe Rasmussen. Spartans have really been in control since the outset. They got the Bulldogs 1-2-3 in the first inning and then came back. Taryn Peterson reached on a walk, moved up to second on a stolen base, then scored on a single from Riley Miller. Maya King came in to run for her and scored on a double by Briley Peterson. That made it 2-0 in the first. They added two more in the third, one in the fourth. They'll try and get another run or more here in the fifth. Standerson. One ball, no strikes right now on Lucy. She had a base hit her last time up. She'll take that one on the outside corner. 1-1. She flew out to center in the first, then singled in the third, moved up to second on the throw, and then took the third on an error. She did drive in two on that play, but then was tagged out over at third on a ground ball over to the third baseman later in the inning. She thought maybe the throw was going to go, and she took off a little early. The third baseman faked the throw and then got her into a pickle. That was the first out in the inning. There's a fly ball deep out to left, drifting back and drifting back, and making the running catch that time. Is it going to be Schaefer? And there is a one out here in the inning. That'll bring up now Abby Wanzer. That's going to bring up Abby Wanzer. Wanzer tonight reached on an error in the first, singled back in the third. She'll take the first pitch in there for ball one. Wander stole second, was stranded there. So she's been at second base twice tonight, but has not gotten to third or scored. 1-0 pitch on the way. Line shot, but right at the second baseman. And making the catch is Beamer. The L4 is the second out here in the inning. It'll bring up Zoe Rasmussen. Rasmussen looking for her first base hit tonight. She grounded out to the third baseman in the first, struck out swinging in the third. So our other two games may be getting over early tonight. Carroll down 12-0 to Sergeant Bluff Luton after three in baseball. There's a chopper out towards the shortstop. Simmons' throw is not going to be dug over at first base. The throw was low, so that'll be an E6. That's the third time the shortstop has made an error. It's been different shortstops, but the third time the shortstop's made an error here tonight for the Bulldogs. And I think it's all of their errors, yeah? All but one. There was an error by the center fielder, so all of their errors have really been made by the shortstop position here tonight. That's going to bring to the plate now. We're going to have a new hitter here. Brooklyn Snyder coming in to bat here for Brennan Nelson. Skyla Rasmussen will run as well over at first base for Zoe Rasmussen. There's a foul ball off of the bat of Snyder. And the count is 0-1. Well, it is Brennan Nelson. Just different numbers again. And that's not the number I was given. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper foul. Now that you get a chance to look at her face, it is Nelson. 0-2 the count. Nelson tonight reached on an error in the second, flew out to the right fielder in the third. So my apologies, just saw the uniform number. It's different than what I was given to be put in my book. Pitch on the way, misses outside. And the count now 1-2. So like Coach Peterson told me the other night, they have so many different uniforms, it's hard for him to remember what number that they wear, because they all have different numbers a lot of times for the different uniforms, or at least two or three different numbers for all the different uniforms that they wear. 1-2 pitch on the way. Pop foul back behind home plate. And the count will remain one ball and two strikes. Skylar Rasmussen, 3-3 in stolen bases on the year. She's done a nice job as a courtesy runner this year. 12-0, Sergeant Bluff Luton again. There's a chopper again out to the shortstop. Simmons will fire a really good throw this time over at two first base. That'll be the final out for the Spartans here in the fifth. No runs on no hits, one error and one left. We'll head to the top half of the sixth inning. It is still 5-0 Spartans with the lead. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas and online at newwayford.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents and keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Come on, Ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Top of the order to go off for the Bulldogs here. There is a bunt up into the air. Great hustle by both Standerson and Rasmussen as that one was up the third base side. And both of them came close to getting that. I'm glad that neither one of them dove, because if they would have, they'd have collided and there would have been an injury. But that one just out of the reach of both players who are hustling like crazy. Caroline Simmons leading things off. She's 0 for 2 tonight with a couple of strikeouts, trying to bunt just to get the bat on the ball right now. She'll take that pitch up top. One ball and one strike. Struck out swinging in the first. Struck out swinging again in the third. 1-1 pitch again, squares around, takes the pitch up top, two balls and one strike. Miller tonight, 11 strikeouts, three hits here in the ballgame. Struck out two in the first, three in the second, two in the third. That one take it up top for ball three, 3-1. And then struck out the side in the fourth and struck out one in the fifth. They are going to call it time here real quick. Clean off home plate. Miller's been in control, really, even the three hits. I know they had runners at second and third back in the second inning, but you never felt like she was not in control. There's going to be a bunt spinning in front of the plate. Standerson will field in the throw, not in time. An infield single. Going to lead off things here in the sixth inning. And the Bulldogs said, hey, this is still a 5-0 game. We've got two innings left. We're not out of this one by any means. And that's going to bring up now Kinley Beamer. Beamer tonight grounded out to the third baseman in the first inning. She singled back in the third. That was the third hit of the game. Now up to four hits tonight for the Bulldogs. Pitch on the way, taken up and away. And they count one ball in, no strikes. Anna Larson just on the second base side of second base out in center field. Pitch up and in. And the count right now, two balls and no strikes. Now they're struggling just a little bit. I say that because she's thrown eight pitches now here in the inning, and only three of them have been in the strike zone, and that's unlike what Riley usually does. She's been all over the strike zone all night tonight. Pitch on the way, chop foul at the plate. And that's a good adjustment by head coach Pam Butcher for the Bulldogs here tonight. You've not been able to really get yet three hits with 11 strikeouts through five innings, and now you've got the top of the order up, and everybody coming out looking to bunt a little bit here. Pitch on the way. That is slapping. That's going to be out of Peterson. She'll scoop and fire, and not in time. Another infield single on a bunt. And there's runners at first and second, and this thing beginning to get a little bit interested. As you can see, the Bulldogs beginning to gain a little bit of confidence. Carroll gets a run on the board. They're down 12-1 now, going to the bottom half of the fourth inning. That's in the Class 3A playoffs. And now Tom Peterson coming out to talk with his infield. So this is really the biggest threat that the Bulldogs have had here, as Charlotte Schaefer is going to step in. A left fielder, 0 for 2 tonight, but so had Ben Simmons and Beamer. So coach wants to come out and talk. What are they going to do if they try and bunt? What are they going to do if they hit away? He wants to make sure everybody's on the same page. Taryn Peterson, Riley Miller stay in and talk a little bit longer. Now they're having a quick conversation with Lucy Standerson, who's over at third. You can get the force out at third if you want, but right now if you're the Spartans, it's really about just getting outs. You're six outs away from advancing to the regional final on Monday. You just need to get outs in this situation. Pitch on the way. Check swing, but she's going to say she did not go around, and the count one ball and no strikes. So Schaefer will step back in. Struck out swinging in the first, bunted back to the pitcher in the third. Pitch on the way. Actually didn't bunt, just hit one back to the pitcher back in the third inning. She'll take that pitch on the inside corner for strike one. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 offering swung on and missed. And the count now one ball and two strikes. Sun's been behind the clouds the whole night here tonight. It's been a pretty comfortable night. One, two pitch coming up. This would be a big strikeout if Miller can get it. Pitch on the way. Fouled back out of play. And the count will remain one and two as that one again heads out into the cornfield up the first base side. And a lot of little kids running over there to try and get to that softball. And Naya Hardy, the center fielder, a very good hitter, is waiting on deck. Pitch on the way. Line shot, base hit out into right field. One run going to try and come in and score. It will as the throw late. Runner's going to move up bags. So Schaefer with the RBI single, and the Bulldogs are on the board. As Simmons comes in to score, Beamer will move down to third. Schaefer up to second on the throw. And that'll be the sixth hit and first run given up here in the ballgame by Miller. And it's going to bring up Anaya Hardy, who has struck out twice here tonight, both times swinging, once in the second and once in the fourth. We're here in the sixth. It's a 5-1 ball game. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That should be an infield fly rule if it stays fair. Actually, nope, because we've got runners at second and third, not first and second. It'll be caught by Standerson up the first base side. And that is going to be the first out. My apologies on that. It was not an infield fly rule, as I tried to correct right away. First, I forgot that the runners had moved on the second and third. If there would have been still at first and second on that throw that came home, that would have been an infield fly rule, but it was not. But caught by Standerson for the first out. It'll bring up Zoe Nicholas. Nicholas is again looking for her first hit. She's going to fly one down the left field side. Wands are giving chase. That one's going to land it just short of the foul fence, and the count is 0-1. Nicholas struck out swinging in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. The Bulldogs have made some nice adjustments at the plate. Again, Miller, 11 strikeouts coming into this inning, has not struck out anybody, and everybody has put the ball in play so far, except for Nicholas, who just hit a long foul ball. Pitch on the way, called a strike on the inside corner, and the count is 0-2. There is one out. If they can get an out here, get out of this with just the one run given up, that would be huge. They still need another out after this one, but if they can get an out here without another run scoring, that gives them a chance to get out of the inning with no more damage done. There's the swinging miss and the strikeout, and there are two outs now here in the inning. That's a huge strikeout for Miller, her 12th of the ballgame. And that'll bring up Macy Musich. Musich doubled back in the second, was stranded over at third, then struck out swinging in the fourth. The lefty will step in. Pitch on the way, low and away. One ball and no strikes. Beamer at third, Schaefer on at second after the RBI single. You had single, single, both on bunts to start the inning. 1-0 pitch, misses outside, two balls and no strikes. Now the count on Musich. Miller takes a little bit of a walk. I think she wanted that one on that outside corner. 2-0 pitch coming up here. That one just on the inside corner, right at the knees. Home plate umpire thought a second and goes ahead and says strike one. So that'll make the count now, two balls and one strike. 5-1 our score here in the top of the sixth. Pitch on the way. There's a line drive caught nicely, though, by the second baseman, Aubrey Nelson. That is a huge, huge play by Nelson to make that play, the freshman. That is the final out here of the inning. The Bulldogs pick up a run. They get that one run on three hits. There was no errors, and they leave two runners left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. It's a 5-1 Spartan lead. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Yeah, no, agreed. 100%. We welcome you back down here on the CB Sports Network. Jeff Blankman with you. It is the Motor End broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor End of Carroll. Check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor End of Carroll. Together, let's drive. Spartans going to bring up Mulford, Peterson, Larson, 9-1-2 as we head here to the bottom half of the sixth inning. On a beautiful Friday night, pitch on the way, fouled back right up against the screen. And the count is 0-1. Mulford hit into a 1-3-6 double play back in the second as she popped up a bunt attempt that was caught by the pitcher, and then they were able to throw over to first to get the runner, Brennan Nelson. There is a line shot foul out of play up the first base side, and the count is 0-2. Then she singled and scored with a stolen base back in the fourth. Looking like not over yet. Let me see what this latest text is. 11-1 is the final score. I came in and gets one in the bottom of the fourth, but they're falling tonight to Fremont Mills. Fremont Mills will advance to take a winner of this one. One ball, two strikes to count now on Mulford. The Fremont Mills came in just, I think they were 20-4 on the year, 20-5, so that's a good ball club. And I came in and just did not have one of their better nights, that sounds like, defensively. 1-2 pitch fouled back up against the screen. And the count is going to remain here. One ball and two strikes. Carroll right now down 13-1 after four. There's a chopper out to the second baseman. Beamer will field and flip over to first base. And there are two outs or one out here in the inning. It's going to bring up Taryn Peterson. Peterson tonight walked and scored in the first. Singled in the second. Reached on an error in the third. And then was stranded over at third base in that third inning. Sun now starting to peek out from behind the clouds. Pitch on the way in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. A one offering coming up here. It's on the way. Taken up top for ball one. Peterson, again, has had a great year. Such a great shortstop. She's just such a tremendous all-around athlete. There's a fly ball out towards, it was going out towards right field, but it ended up having some backspin on it. It stays in the infield, and Kinley Beamer, the second baseman, goes over to make the catch. There are two outs here in the inning. And if you're Spartans here tonight, if you get through this one, you've got to hope that this maybe was your bad game. That's not taking anything away from Bedford, but after they have not looked anything near like they did the other night against East Mills in this game. Bedford really challenged them, and that means that Fremont Mills is going to maybe come into this one with some confidence. And Larson will take the first pitch downstairs. Larson with a couple of sack bunts here tonight back to the pitcher. Otherwise, she struck out swinging, so 0-1 for her. She'll take that one downstairs, and the count 2-0. Larson, a great setter for the volleyball program here, and Also has turned into a great softball player as well. 2-0 pitch coming up here. That one taken downstairs. 3-0, no strikes. We've had clouds the whole night, and we've still got some clouds, but they've split enough, and they're thin enough now that the sun is just shining right through. And it's right in my eyes. I had to grab the hat just to be able to shade it a little bit so that I can see as I'm staring straight into it. Larson's going to walk in 4 pitches. That'll be the third walk given up by Musich tonight. And it'll bring up Riley Miller. Miller's had a good night at the plate. Single driving in a run in the first. Walked in the third. Grounded out to the shortstop in the fourth, but did drive in a run. So she is 1-for-2 with it, 2 RBI. Maya King has run both times at 4 that she's been on base and scored. There's a line drive. That's going to be out to center field. That'll drop in for a base hit. And moving down to third now is going to be Larson. And it's going to be an error that's going to move her down. The center field didn't get it picked up. Larson had stopped, but then moved the moment that she saw that the center fielder that time, Hardy, didn't get that one picked up right and was able to beat the throw on the throw. Riley Miller moves down to second. So runners at second and third with 2 outs. And the batter is Briley Peterson. A base hit here could score 2 with Maya King coming in to run for. And that would be 2 really important insurance runs going into the 7th inning. Ikea Manning falling here again tonight, 11-1. Carroll down as well in baseball action as they are struggling here tonight on the road. Down 13-1 after 4. So Carroll will bat in the 5th inning of that one for an opportunity to extend that one. The pitch to Peterson. Misses outside for 1. Peterson tonight, double driving in a run in the first, singled and scored in the third, and flew out to left her last time up. That one is popped up, and the catcher comes over and makes a nice play. This Tyler Hardy, and that is going to be the final out here of the inning. So the Spartans threaten to get some insurance runs, but come up empty here in the 6th, 2 straight empty innings for them. No runs on 1 hit. There was a 1 error, and they leave 2 left on base. We'll head to the 7th. We're back in 1 minute here on KCIM, on Kick 106.7.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Seven, eight, nine at due out for Bulldogs here as we head here to the top half of the 7th inning. 5-1 Spartans with the lead. 0-1 count right now on Danica Matheny. The 0-1 pitch is pop foul. That's going to drift back out of play. And the count now 0-2. Matheny singled in the second, was eventually stranded out at second, then flew out to Anna Larson in center field back in the 5th. So she's looking for her 2nd hit of the night, trying to get a runner on. If they can get a runner on, they get back to the top of the order, which did a little damage for them in the 5th, or I should say in the 6th. That pitch up top, 1-2. Again, last inning, they had 2 straight bunts and then a single out to right field to score a run. Miller came back then with a fly out to the third baseman, a strikeout, and a line out on a great catch by Nelson at 2nd. That one is popped back out of play again, and the count going to remain 1-2. Such a beautiful night, even with the sun shining right now. Going to be even a nicer night. I'll be taking the station vehicle through the Carroll County Fair tomorrow morning down in Coon Rapids. So looking for that pitch on the way. Outside, 2-2. Mason Neal and Casey Miners going to be helping me out as well. Natalie Mullins, I think, going to be riding along with us as well, helping us throw out candy. So looking forward to anybody that's heading to the Carroll County Fair tomorrow. And then I'll have the Kemper game tomorrow night. against Ridgeview from Merchants Park. Another pop-up against the fence back behind home plate. Good battle going right now between Miller and Matheny. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Count is 2-2. Nobody out. Top of the seventh. 5-1 Spartan lead. Mason Nealon will head down to Coon tomorrow night as he has the Coon Rapids Bear game against AHSD Avoca Walnut. Pitch on the way. Change up. Chopped up the middle. And there is the speedy Taryn Peterson. I know she loves the game of basketball, and I am not saying anything that she shouldn't go play basketball. But she is a great basketball player. So this is not a knock on her, but she is such a special softball player. I think she could play college softball as well as college basketball. I really truly believe that. I think she could play college volleyball, and she could probably be successful in track in college as well. She's just one of those athletes. Eliza Johnson will step in. Johnson 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out swinging in the second. Struck out swinging in the fifth. But there is just something with softball that Taryn Peterson just knows this game so well. Slid over. You don't find a lot of the shortstops in the state that are going to make the play that she did as routine as she just made it. That's the point I'm making. You'll have players that maybe can make that play. She made a tough play look like it was pretty easy. Pop up. And that one's going to drift back behind home plate. And the count is 0-2. Heard somebody yell heads. I just kind of keep looking straight down because right now if I look up, all I'm going to see is sun, and I'm not going to take it in the face. I'm not a real pretty guy, or not a handsome guy, I guess would be the correct term, so I don't really want anybody to take one off the face. Those two pitches, check swinged up against the fence, and the count going to remain 0-2. Riley Peterson hollering out some instructions over there at first base. Jeff Storyhan again in the house, still taking pictures for us. Those will go up on the CB Sports Network, on the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page. The 0-2 pitch downstairs, 1-2. One out here. We're in the top of the seventh. Spartans with a 5-1 lead. If they can get out of here with not letting Bedford score four times, they'll pick up the win. There's strike three called. And they're now one out away from moving in to the regional final coming up on Monday against Fremont Mills. Michaela Nicholas will step in. She struck out looking in the third. It popped up to the shortstop in the fifth. On a nice play out in shallow center field, there's a chopper over to third. Standerson will scoop, fires over. And a really good play by Lucy Standerson, and that is going to do it here tonight. The Spartans will pick themselves up a 5-1 victory here tonight as they advance into the game against Fremont Mills coming up on Monday night. Of course, we'll be down here. I'll be down here to bring you that broadcast. Our final score, 5-1 in favor of Exire, Oakland, and Kimball, and Audubon. We've got the Mackey Motors tailgate coming up. Tom Peterson, one of the girls, expected to join us. That's right here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays, or come get service or bodywork done, always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day.
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated?
Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experiences highly professional. preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Spartans advance with a 5-1 victory here tonight over Bedford. They'll host Fremont Mills coming up on Monday. Of course, we'll be down here to bring you that broadcast. Wasn't able to announce it during the game, but Riley Miller, who finished up with 13 strikeouts here tonight, has now got over 800 now career strikeouts in her fabulous career. She is just a junior. So look for that number to continue to grow. I know she's creeping even closer to having 200 more strikeouts this season alone. The Spartans again tonight got two runs in the first. Taryn Peterson walked and stole second, was bunted to third by Anna Larson, then scored on a single by Riley Miller. Maya King came in to run for Miller, and she scored from first on a double by Briley Peterson. That made it 2-0. The Bulldogs threatened with runners at second and third in the second, but Riley Miller got a strikeout to end it in that inning. And then in the third, it was Riley Miller walking. Briley Peterson singled. Maya King again came in to run for Miller. And then it was Lucy Standerson with a 2-RBI single. That made it at that point a 4-0 game. Jordan Mulford then singled and stole second in the fourth inning and would come in to score on an RBI groundout by Riley Miller. That made it 5-0. We've got head coach Tom Peterson set to join us here tonight. We'll get some thoughts from him here real quick. And, Coach, congrats. Got what you needed here tonight, a 5-1 win. Got another really good pitching performance from Riley Miller. She goes over 800 career strikeouts here tonight, getting closer to 200 this season as well. But your thoughts, how did you feel like your team played?
Not too good.
I wondered.
just not real happy, Jeff. We left too many runs out there is what I told them. And I said the focus pregame out inside of the cage and as well as us taking cuts out there has got to be better. Pregame focus was not there, and it does carry over. A couple of mistakes, but we got to be able to execute our bunts. You know,
right.
I talked to Anna Larson, both times she got her bunts down. Two times in a row she moved girls into second and third.
Yep.
One time I think we scored two runs. I think the next time Riley drove in one. Or 1-1.
Yep.
That's what you have to execute that. We can't have it was lack of execution to me is what it looked like quite a bit. So glad that you get to move on, but we're going to have to play a heck of a lot better on Monday. That I know.
Yeah, and I know that's why you're talking about kind of the way you are right now. You know you have to keep getting better in the postseason.
Yep.
And I even said it in the broadcast. I said I'm not taking anything away from Bedford, but you guys weren't as sharp tonight as you were against East Mills the other night.
Nope. And, we had girls in scoring position even without bunts and lack of execution.
Yep.
You've got to be able to, not saying that we didn't put the ball in play, but you got to be able to barrel it up just a little bit more. So just your approach at the plate, it's got to be better. Jeff, we're going to have to be better on Monday.
Yep.
Who do we play?
Fremont Mills,
yeah.
Yeah.
You talk about speed. I got a chance to go scout them at Woodbine. it's the probably the fastest team I've seen all year. I know it will be. And so we're going to have a great practice on Sunday.
How did they use that speed? Did they bunt a lot, or what did they do to use that
speed?
Yeah, they
did. They bunt a ton. And, you know, you even know it's coming, but when you have state track champions, it's a little bit different. You know, and girls look at it maybe at times a little bit differently, but, you know, we're going to have to play better. You know, like I said, hats off to Riley, but, you know, we still, you know, there's a time she's ahead in the count, one and two, and if they're barreling her up, that means that she's probably not hitting her spot
right.
as well either. I mean, I know that she had 13 strikeouts. I get that, and she's going to get that a lot, but she's just got to make sure that she continues to stay sharp like she is.
They came out really bunted at you guys.
Yep.
I think it was in the sixth.
Yep.
Does that help you guys maybe prepare for a little bit of what you might see Monday?
Well, we'll have a wrinkle in.
Right.
Yep. I've prepped for it already, so it'll be a little bit different. You know, we're just, like I said, Jeff, we're going to make plays.
Yep.
You know, I thought we did okay defensively-wise, and, you know, the bunt that they had down, you know, it looked like maybe when you're playing a game of pool and you have that English that brings the ball back.
Yes.
You know, it's just one of those. I looked at Lucy and I said, you're okay. There's nothing you can do. So, and, you know, it's okay.
Right.
You get to move on, you advance, and like I said, just pregame focus, Jeff, has got to be better.
What do they have in the circle? What do you face?
You
talk about their ability to bunt and move. What do they throw?
Yep, you know, they've got a couple of pitchers that do a heck of a job. If you look at their ERA, they're both sub-2. I think she's 1.18. I don't think she's going to overpower, but she's got some amazing movement on her ball. And so you're going to have to be able to, like I said, the execution is going to come in huge on Monday. You know, so we'll see what happens. And hopefully we're more sharper than what we were tonight.
Well, Mason and I will be back down here to bring everybody the broadcast on Monday.
Yep.
Congrats on the win tonight. Enjoy a weekend, if you can.
Not
I know
really.
You work all the time, and you're going to be game planning.
I had Spartan
planning.
Golf Tournament all fundraiser all day today. I was down there, got a flat tire. It was just it just didn't go like I wanted it to. But thank you to the communities that came out to our golf tournament today, too, to help our kids out. So happy for the kids, but flush it and get ready to move on.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you very much.
Yep,
and
enjoy
any weekend you can.
Thank you.
You bet. Tom Peterson, again, the head coach for the Exiro Kimbledon Spartans. We'll step away. Let's take a look at our numbers here. We still need to name our Culver's player of the game coming up. But Taryn Peterson, 1-for-3 tonight with a run scored and a stolen base. Anna Larson went 0-for-1 with a walk. Had a couple of sacrifice bunts. Riley Miller goes 2-for-3 with a 2 RBI and a walk. Maya King added 2 runs scored. Bradley Peterson 2-for-4 with a double, an RBI and a run scored. Lucy Standerson 1-for-3 with a 2 RBI. Abby Wander 1-for-3 with a stolen base. Zoe Rasmussen went 0-for-3 tonight. Brandon Nelson went 0-for-3. And Jordan Mulford goes 1-for-3 with a run scored and a stolen base. In the circle tonight for the Spartans, it was Riley Miller again giving up 6 hits and 1 run. It was an earned run. She did strike out 13 strikeouts here on the night as she goes over 800 for her career. And I'm hoping to get a chance to talk with her. There's a lot of media around. And, of course, when you get 800 career strikeouts, everybody wants to talk to her. So she's being interviewed by other media members here right now. Let's run you through Bedford's numbers here tonight. Carolina Simmons went 1-for-3 on the night with a run scored. Kinley Beamer went 2-for-3 on the night. It was Charlotte Schaefer going 1-for-3 with an RBI. And Anaya Hardy went 0-for-3 on the night. Zoe Nicholas went 0-for-3. Macy Musich went 1-for-3 with a double. Annika Matheny finished top at 1-for-3 on the night. Eliza Johnson went 0-for-3. And Michaela Nichols also going 0-for-3 here tonight as well. For their pitching, Musich tonight, unofficially, I haven't added up all of their stuff. But, again, 5 runs, 4 of those were earned. I did have her with 1 strikeout here tonight and 3 walks. I'll count hits here real quick for the Spartans. They ended up with 8 hits on the night, so a pretty decent night swinging the bat for the Exiroken Kimbledon Spartans. We'll step away, take a break. We'll talk, I'm assuming, with Riley Miller when we get a chance to catch up with her. That's coming up after this timeout right here on Kick 106.7. Spartans again win it by a final of 5-1.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Radiology with purpose. Join the team at Audubon County Memorial Hospital as a radiology technologist. Here you'll do more than just perform image exams. You'll help care for neighbors, friends, and families across rural Iowa. Be part of a team dedicated to exceptional local health care and making a difference every day. CT experience is highly preferred. Start your next career with purpose. Visit acmhhosp.org/careers and apply today. Audubon County Memorial Hospital is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Back here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate, brought to you again by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive it. Mackey Motors in Lake City, check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Riley Miller, the winning pitcher, as always, joining us here tonight as the Spartans pick up a 5-1 victory to advance into the regional final on Monday. She also picked up her 800th career strikeout, and I know getting close to 200 on this season as well, as I think you're at 186 now on the year. Not that I probably can tell you that, but how you feeling? How did you feel like you threw tonight?
I feel like I threw pretty well. I feel like my rise ball was working very well in there, swinging at it, so I just felt good to just have that kind of confidence going into the state regional finals with all my pitches working.
And I know you usually like to work that inside part of the plate, but I thought that was really there tonight. Were you attacking that as much as I kind of felt like you were attacking?
Yeah, I mean, I was really trying to stay inside with that rise ball. They couldn't seem to get their hands around it, and he was giving it to me. Mm-hmm. So if he's going to give it to me, I'm just going to keep punching that in.
Any concerns for you coming in with that 800? You told me you did know you were getting close. Were you thinking about that, or do you just kind of, I'm going in this one pitch at a time?
I just try to go in one pitch at a time, one hitter at a time. Like, just try to not get over my head or anything.
Did you anticipate them trying to bunt more than they did? It kind of took to the sixth inning tonight before they really tried to bunt a lot?
Yeah, Coach's son went and scouted for us, and he said that they laid the ball down a lot. So we were really expecting just them to be really scrappy and put the ball in play. When they didn't early on, I was a little shocked, but I wasn't complaining about it.
They kind of put some pressure on you there in the second, had a couple of girls on you, ended up getting the strikeout to get out of the inning. If you can remember back to then, what was the mindset for you about how to attack that hitter with runners at second and third?
Just keep throwing my stuff, like have the confidence in my pitches that I have and just be able to attack the batter that I want to and just have confidence in my defense that if they do put the ball in play that my defense can defend it.
What did you see from your defense tonight?
I saw Taryn made a really good couple of good plays. Lucy played really well at third tonight.
Whenever
they put the ball in play, I feel like she did really well there tonight.
How have you seen her grow at third?
Oh, wow. I remember last year she was just a scared little sophomore. And now she just has so much confidence out there, and it's just so awesome to watch her grow and just be able to compete the way that she does.
You know, like that hustle she almost made on the foul ball on the bunt. What's the conversations like with you with players like that after you? They don't make the play, but they hustle and almost make it. Do you say something to them?
Yeah, I'm always like, good hustle. Like, you'll get the next one. Like, that's a great play. Like, if you don't make, you're not expected to make that play.
Yep.
So you make that play, awesome. Like, that's a great play. And if you're not, that hustle just shows that you want to be here. You do care.
I did say that. I was glad that neither her or Zoe dove on that one, because I think if they did, they were going to collide.
I know. They both looked like they were going to. I got a little nervous. I was like, ooh, don't.
I see you and Taryn sometimes smile at each other and with little conversations. Can you tell us what you're saying out there? Or no?
I can say some of it. I know that she just tries to be encouraging, cracks a lot of jokes with me, just trying to get me out of my head and stuff like that. Or like she makes a play that she doesn't like or something like that. I just try to crack a joke with her, just stuff like that.
Two runs in the first for you guys tonight. How much does that kind of help you settle in and relax when you're now pitching from the lead?
I would say it definitely, like, builds my confidence. Like, we have insurance runs. It feels good that I know that we can put runs up early
right.
just because it takes pressure off my back. It takes pressure off our defense's back, so it
right.
just feels good.
What do you guys need to do to keep moving on? Fremont Mills is coming in. Tom was just talking to me, Coach. They're going to bunt a lot. They got
mm-hmm.
a lot of speed, so the defense is going to
mm-hmm.
need to be sharp. You're
yep.
probably going to need to be sharp, so what
yep.
do you need to do to move on?
I think that our bunt defense needs to be spot on that night,
right.
and I think we need to come up to the bat knowing that we have to score because I think that they're going to be able to push a couple runs across the board. So if we're able to score as many as we did against, like, East Mills or something,
right.
then I think we'll win that game, yeah.
Is there anybody you saw this year that you think reminds you a little bit of what you've heard Fremont Mills is going to offer?
I don't think we face a lot of, like, bunting teams. Like,
right.
a lot of people have a lot of power hitters, and I
yep.
think that they have one that's, like, a legit power hitter. The rest of them have put down multiple bunts, so.
So for you, 800, I haven't really mentioned it yet. I said you got it, but what's that feel like for you? Is it something that you thought about, or is it, you know what, I'm still focused on the next game?
I'm still focused on the next game, but it's nice, like, that my team celebrated me and that we had a, like, cute little celebration.
What's the poster say?
The poster says 800.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it has Butterfingers around it because
okay.
I eat a Butterfinger before every game.
Do you really?
Have you
eaten 800 Butterfingers?
I don't know. I don't think I've played 800 games just yet, but definitely getting close to that number.
Is that through all of your travel ball
yep.
and everything?
Everything.
So might
I might
be
close to 800.
Close
I guess I've never
is
tried it.
Is that your
them.
Favorite candy bar?
I don't know. Like, my eighth grade year, I started eating it, and
okay.
we won a big game. I think it was against Woodbine or
so
something.
So it's a tradition thing.
And it's like
a superstition.
Yes,
yes,
it is.
So you are the typical summer sports kid, baseball
yes.
player, softball player, superstitious. That is you.
I am a very superstitious human, yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, congratulations. Always
Thank
fun
you.
To catch up with you.
Thank you.
Best of luck. We'll see you on Monday.
See
Enjoy
you on Monday.
The weekend.
You too. Bye, Jeff.
You met Riley Miller joining us again here as they pick up the victory here tonight as they win it again by a final of 5-1. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game again. Culver celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carol Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. And we are going with Riley Miller tonight. Had a great night at the plate again, going 2-for-3 with a 2 RBI and a walk, and also struck out 15 tonight, or struck out 13, excuse me, with just 6 hits given up and 1 earned run. Our final here tonight again, 5-1 Spartans with the win. I'll head back to the office. I'll podcast all of our broadcasts tonight. I'll also, of course, get recap stories for our 2 softball games and our baseball game tonight. I'll get all of those recaps up for you on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcm.com. Of course, Mason Nealon will help me out with that as well. That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight from beautiful Audubon, Iowa. Have a great night and a great weekend, everybody.